not the best start for the game.
No, that was the thing we spoke about, the fact that, you know, Dunfermline had a tough match on Wednesday, and we says if we, you know, want to start sharp, fast, get at them, and then, you know, we forced a corner, and then we lose a goal from the breakaway. You know, it's one of the ones that Mark's come, he has to get there. He's unlucky, it's a ricochet, but you've got to give credit to the striker, because he never gave up and he got his reward, and you're thinking, no, we want him, we lose a goal for a set piece, you're thinking, here we go. Get ourselves into it, and then for long spells in the first half, I thought it looked more likely go 2-2 than 3-1. And then we spoke about the threats, we go and get teams watched. We told Colin Seedorf, Brad McKay, do not let Cardo come inside. They let him come inside, it's a fantastic finish. And that kind of took the wind out of sails, because I say at that time I thought we were pressing for an equaliser. And we said to players, get the next goal, get the next goal, you're back in the game. And again, for 20 minutes, chances, you know, Oakley's had two great chances with the header and the shot. Beardy's Sclaff one just wide, and you're thinking, if we get this goal, we've got a chance. And of course, what happens? One big ball at the park, we get caught. One centre half is in no man's land, the second centre half drops off, and it's a brilliant finish. And then they just, you know, they basically just ripped us apart after that. You know, it's annoying, it's disappointing, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Some of our players in our dressing room think that they're a big team. They're not. We're not a big club. We're a club that's in transition. We've gone down one league. If ever there's a warning, look at St Mirren last season, where if you don't get your act together and get your act together pretty quickly, you can get sucked down into survival to stay in this division. You know, if there's a warning, Raith Rovers, here, bigger clubs than us, technically. You know, in terms of fan base and the way they go forward, they've gone down to the league before, and, you know, that's the start warning. That's the reality we're telling them there is. We've got some young boys in the team who are learning their trade, but they're going to have to learn it quickly. We've got some older players who played well today, but need to get the rest of them working around about them. Because that's not good enough. It's nowhere near good enough. And, you know, at the end of the day, Dunfermline thoroughly deserved their win. We're not denying that, but at long spells of the game, when you're out of it, you hang in there, get yourself a goal back, and then suddenly you're right back in the match. But whilst we look capable of doing that for long spells, it always looked like Dunfermline could score as soon as they come over halfway line.
Does underline how tough this league's going to be, Phil?
No, listen, I know how tough this league is. There's four or five boys in the dressing room that don't. There's four or five young lads who are at the coalface for the first time in their career. They're going to have to learn quickly. Because if they think this is the toughest place they're going to come in this season, they're in for a big shock. Because at the end of the day, you know, Dunfermline at home are a match for anybody. They've got wonderfully creative players. They've got people who can score goals. You know, and not just the two young lads today up front. They've got guys like Clark and McManus that can add to that as well. But it's a reality check, and a big reality check to our players. We need a huge, huge reaction next week against Morton at home to get ourselves up and running, because I say it's for long spells. We've done some decent stuff, played some good stuff from box to box, but we said to them, you know, you have to be clinical at both ends, and today we weren't clinical at both ends, and we're on the end of a hiding.
Do you have much scope left to strengthen?
We've got possibly bringing a Sue, and we've also got to be wary that we've got some big players who are on their way back from long-term injuries. You know, we're hopeful that Gary Warren will be available next week, Cal Tremarco could be back within the next month, Zach El-Baziri could be back within the next month, so we've got to watch that whilst it would be tempting to bring in three or four more players, that we'd end up with a squad that's far too big and cost productive for us. So yes, we'll be hoping to bring possibly two players in this week to strengthen the squad, and then see if that can see us through till the other three lads are ready.